Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello! Happy Bank Holiday Friday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Sir Andy Goldstein. Yeah, maybe you didn't hear it yesterday, but yeah, that's where we're at the moment. Of course, you can check me out on Drive Time today at 4 p.m. alongside DB Sneaker Freak Darren Bent, but more on that later. In the last episode of the podcast, you may remember that Manchester United confirmed Paul Pogba would be leaving the club on a free transfer. European giants Real Madrid and Paris Saint-Germain and Juventus are reportedly interested in his signature. Excuse me. Here's Carlton Palmer and Alex Crook having a big old barney about Pogba and whether or not he's world class. Well, of course, the answer is he's not.
Pogba! Screaming effort from Paul Pogba. Fran Shawley home and host now.
You can't argue with the fact that he's a world-class player. He's won the World Cup.
Yeah, but he's not been a world-class player for Manchester United. No, and that's not due to footballing ability. Yeah. That's due to attitude. That's due to commitment. That's due to desire. Bruno Fernandes. Bruno Fernandes, when he first came in at Manchester United, dragged that team almost single-handedly into the Champions League.
But he's not done it now. Yeah,
why did Pogba never did that?
But he's not done it now, has he? Because it's poor management.
Nah, Paul Pogba has been a poor player for Manchester United. Maybe he didn't deserve that send-off on social media.
Maybe it's to do with the fact that actually the English game, the Premier League game, is a little bit too intense for Paul Pogba.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all.
Why does he thrive in international football where the slower pace of the game seems to benefit?
Because he can let his better teammates win matches for him.
No. Listen, like I've said, is the icing on the cake, right? You couldn't. Hey, by the way, put
De
Bruyne
worth £90 million. Yeah, it
put De Bruyne. I wouldn't want to eat that cake.
Put De Bruyne put De Bruyne in that Manchester United side, and he would look as poor as what Pogba's
been. I bet he wouldn't.
Now Ukraine will play Wales for a place at Qatar 2022 after beating Scotland at Hampden Park. We'll hear from former Scotland midfielder Barry Bannon, backing Steve Clarke to stay on as manager. But first, here's Alan McQuist warning Wales that Ukraine go into Sunday's clash as favourites.
And Ukraine have scored a third goal with the final kick of the ball at Hampden Park. On the counter-attack, a terrific goal that ends Scotland's World Cup dreams.
We didn't do well enough when we had the ball in possession, but the unfortunate thing was we didn't have possession of the ball enough because Ukraine were very good. Technically they were excellent, tactically they were excellent, and the Wales have got a game in their hands. I must admit, watching the game last night, I think if they play like that, they'll start slight favourites, believe it or not, against Wales.
Really?
But Wales will obviously be doing their homework. They've been their way back from their game last night. And we're sitting watching videos and of the opposition, as you do.
What we shouldn't forget is the progress that we've made over the last 3 years. We came into here in a really good shape, 8 games unbeaten. And like I said, it wasn't our night, it was Ukraine's night. So congratulations to Ukraine.
I think after last night, when you get so close that it's easy for people to start turning and saying he needs to go and things like that, and you end up forgetting how far the country's come as a whole in the last couple of years. He's gave them some great times, especially getting to the Euros and things like that. But yeah, it's easy to say after last night's disappointment, especially being that close and getting the home tie against Ukraine, you fancy your chances, and then to lose out the way they did, people are going to turn, but that's part and parcel of football.
On now to Wales, and here's midfielder Joe Morel on what it would mean to play at the World Cup in Qatar.
Wales have surely pulled it off! You can hear the dragon roaring right across Europe!
I didn't grow up dreaming of going to World Cup, which I can imagine any Welsh lad was the same. And
it'll be a big moment doing it, and I think not just the moment of getting there, hopefully, but it'll be the knock-on effect that, you know, there'll be 10-year-olds in Wales growing up thinking we can play in the World Cup, and I think that'll be as special as getting there for ourselves. We know how much it means to everybody, and that's our biggest strength, not as a team, as a nation, you know. If we do get to Qatar, it'll be 3 million people going there, not 50, and we know we'll have the backing of everyone on Sunday, and I'm really looking forward to it.
On now to cricket, and the wickets tumbled on day one of the first test between England and New Zealand at Lord's. So basically, a new era under Ben Stokesy Stokes. Same old England, though. Here's England cricket correspondent John Normany Norman speaking at the close of play.
59 without loss became 100 for 7. An incredible day's play, which has seen 17 wickets fall. The top lines being a return to form for Jimmy Anderson, 4 wickets for him. 4 wickets for the new boy, Matt Potts. He's just about to face the press as well.
I'm really, really over the moon with it. And, you know, a little bit of a tear in the eye early on this morning. And I can imagine that my mum and dad will have had a tear in theirs as well.
And before a ball was bowled at Lord's, Steve Hammy-Harmison slammed ticket pricing, proving that cricket remains far too expensive.
I personally think it's a disgrace. I really do. I think the world we live in at this minute in time, I see tickets for under 16s at £130.
I think it's crazy.
I think it's... Do you know what? The cricket sometimes kicks itself between the legs every now and again. And this is the one time. Me and Matt Prior had a, and Matt Prior had a great discussion with Alex Tudor in the West Indies series about being exclusive, being cricket being exclusive to certain types of people. Unfortunately, this week, it's actually been proven.
Yeah.
It's been proven. And from a working class background in the Northeast, you're going to have a guy from the Northeast, from a working class area in Cockermouth, kind of lead the team. You've got a young man from Washington, you know, a coal mining town, from me, from Ashington. It disgusts me when I see the prices that have. And unfortunately, we can't, as cricketers, you can't do anything about authorities that sometimes put the game down a bit. But unfortunately, the arrogance of whether it's the MCC or whoever who have done this, it's not on.
On now to the French sports journalist for L'Equipe, Eric Bilderman, calling on the English media to continue to put pressure on the French authorities to get to the bottom of the issues before that Champions League final.
Where is the president of France? His silence. Where is the new prime minister being appointed 2 weeks ago? Silence. This is an internal political issue, and behind that, the victims are the reputation of the English fans. But believe me, try to go on and go on as English public, go on as Liverpool club. You don't have to stop going for the truth. You have been working like hell after Hillsborough to get the truth. This is not Hillsborough, but this is something that might have ended up to Hillsborough. So please don't let us down. You must be the strong link to get the truth.
Now, Argentina were victorious in the Finalissima. No one even knows what that means. After brushing aside Italy at Wembley, the Italians have been in wretched form. No one ever says that unless you're living in the 1800s. Since winning the Euros and failed to qualify for the World Cup. Here's Italian journo Tancredi Palmieri on one of the most depressing displays he's seen from the Azzurri.
Italy 0, Argentina 3, and that is a fair reflection of their dominance against the European champions. Scaloni's men have been fantastic.
Even if we would win, we would still saying, yeah, we won, but we are not in the World Cup, so who cares? Yesterday would have a completely different meaning, importance, if we would have qualified to World Cup. There was the subtext all the time in these days, like, yeah, okay, the Finalissima, but we aren't at the World Cup. It was important, though, for us, probably even more than for Argentina, to wait exactly how can we be back. To wait if we stumbled in against Macedonia, or if we resumed our Euro 2020 spirit and everything. And I have to tell you, it was one of the most depressing display from Italy I ever saw in my life.
Now, the Women's Euros begins next month, and TalkSport is the place to be for the tournament. Here's Leah Williamson with TalkSport's Faye Carruthers when asked if she can believe she's the skipper leading the Lionesses.
I don't think I'd have believed you if you'd have told me that when we first started talking about these. But yeah, it's so exciting. I can't tell you how excited everybody is and how much everybody just wants to be involved in this squad and this journey, really. I think a home Euros is a home tournament of any description, but a home Euros is up there with bucket list kind of things, isn't it, really?
Steph Horton's obviously made the camp this time round. The transition between passing over the baton. Have you sat down with Steph? What's she been able to tell you?
I spoke to Steph when it was first announced, and I know I have her full support, which means a lot to me, and obviously the respect I have for her and the job that she's done over all these years is incredible, and the legacy that she's left behind is one that deserves all the recognition it gets. So I think we've sort of said our piece on it, and it's just been normal. You know, I'll stand by that. I don't think anything's changed around the team. It's not like I've changed or we're just as we always have been, which has been really nice. And obviously I'm buzzing for her that she's back and competing for a place in the squad, because like I said, the legacy that she has, this would be the perfect story, really, in terms of fighting back from an injury and making it.
Yeah, it really would. Just positionally, Serena Wiegmann's got you playing in this more kind of midfield role. How are you adapting to that and enjoying it?
Yeah, it's hard. The first couple of days when I come in, because it's just spatial awareness and just sort of changing and getting back into the rhythm of things, but I just sort of give my best every day, and I'm working hard. I'm watching a lot of football and a lot of clips, and working on my fitness and stuff like that. It's different to what I do week in, week out, so just give it my all and see what happens.
How much belief is there within this Lionesses squad that you can do something special in the summer?
I think everybody knows that we're capable of it, and I think that people are really have had great seasons, come off the back of great seasons and had a lot of success themselves. And I think that when you come together and the competitiveness is this high, that's the best thing. We sort of said a couple of times in the team, you don't want to play because the other person's bad, you want to play because the person next to you is good but you're better, kind of thing. And I think that is what maybe is special about this team, the competitiveness, the depth, and what we can all do together. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And of course, it's the Jubilee. Here's the former European champion boxer, Spencer Oliver, recalling the time he met the Queen.
I'm a little bit disappointed I've not been invited by the Queen to the Jubilee party. I've got to tell you a quick story, actually. In 1998, when I had my last fight...
Have we got any royal music here? Because this is a proper regal story.
This is a big one. This is a big one. So, and I know the Queen will be listening to the show, by the way. She's a big fan of the boxing hour.
She's bored of the Truman and Keller. It's been going on for about 6 hours already.
So I was invited in 1998 after my last fight by the Queen. Got a personal invitation to go to Buckingham Palace for a Young Achievers Award, where I met the Queen. I met Prince Philip, who was a really funny guy as well, and I met the Queen. And it was really weird, actually, because she knew my backstory. She was like, Spencer, such a dangerous sport, and I'm so glad that you've come through the way you've come through, and it's a real pleasure to have you at the Palace. And I was just like, You don't know what to say. And I was just like, I was only a young kid as well. But yeah, real honour. So from that day, I was a royalist.
How long ago was that?
That was in 1998.
That was your last fight, Spence?
That was my last fight, yeah. Jesus. Yeah, so don't judge me on my age. I'm like, I was really young then. I was really young. Yeah, so happy platinum jubilee to mum.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast. From my back, of course, on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, alongside DB sneaker freak Darren Bent. There would, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast at first thing in the morning. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe on Bank Holiday Friday.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.